22nd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line is candidate for the U.S. Senate, Republican candidate Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for the U.S. Senate. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you and how was your vacation?
Not long enough, and I tried to drag that 84 degree sunny blue skies from Fort Myers, and I think the rope broke when I was in Ohio. So I apologize for that, but we did the best we can. We're energized. We're ready to roll. But you have been really working hard with all your grassroots and volunteers and people all over the state supporting your campaign. You got a huge announcement that you're going to be making on Monday.
I do, Trucker. Trucker, we have an appointment at 2 p.m. with the Secretary of State to turn in our signatures. And Randy, you said it right. Man, we've got a lot of volunteers that have just worked hard. You know, Scott Richards, and he always sees and says one T. Scott has turned in hundreds. We've got people across the state that have helped with this effort. And I want to invite all of them down to the appointment. We'll have a press conference right beforehand, but I'm pretty excited about it. And I think we've got just I just feel very, very blessed that I've had that much support, that many people have collected signatures, and we're rocking it. So Monday, we're turning in those signatures, Trucker. You're be officially on the ballot.
Officially on the ballot for U.S. Senate. That's excellent. Now, I know there's a lot of media folks that you'll be contacting and hopefully get them to show up on Monday as well, and hopefully get some press coverage out of this, because I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, at this point, only one other candidate for the Republican Party has actually turned signatures in. Is that accurate?
To my knowledge, Trucker, that's exactly right, and that's Mr. Mike Rogers. So he's kind of been MIA, though. You know, last night I was at an event and asked if anybody had seen him, and they hadn't. But, yes, he's the only candidate that has turned in his signatures.
Excellent. So you'll be officially on the ballot as of Monday. Now, you do have also a huge network of doctors that are supporting you, and many of them stood up like you did during the COVID China virus situation regarding the vaccines and all that. You actually have put together an event that's happening this weekend.
No, not this weekend, Trucker. April 6th and 7th.
April 6th and 7th. Right. Yes. Tell the folks about that one that's coming up April 6th and 7th.
So this is going to be an amazing conference, and really we've entitled it Faith, Family, and Medical Freedom. And doctors like Dr. McCullough is going to be speaking to us via Zoom, but Dr. Malone, Dr. Urso, our very own Michigan, Dr. Avery Jackson, that's been with Michigan Vaccine Choice, as am I, Christina Park, some brilliant cellular microbiologist, Kat Lindley, who's spoken at World Health Organization, European Parliament, Mr. Ron Armstrong with Stand Up Michigan, and also the Sovereignty Coalition. And yesterday I was told that Israel Wayne is going to be speaking at us and for us too. That's Michigan Christian Network for Homeschoolers, because the homeschoolers' parents have to understand what's going on and what our state is trying to push. So this is going to be an all hands on deck, because the information people are going to walk away with is going to be astounding.
Now, one of the things that I did notice this weekend and the way it's structured, this is actually looks like three different events at three different locations. Is that accurate?
That is, Trucker. We wanted people, there are going to be some people that won't be able to get to Detroit. So we're doing Saturday the 6th in Detroit from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then we're going to have a dinner at the War Memorial. Then Sunday, we're going to Grand Rapids so that people more in the central portion of the state can see it and hear it as well. So that's going to be at the Grand Rapids Church on Sunday beginning at 1:30 to 6. So basically, it is broken down to three events. So hopefully somebody will be able to go to at least one of them, if not the dinner and one of the lectures and one of the conferences.
Right. And I do see that you have this on your campaign website, Doc Sherry. That's SHERRY2024.com. Faith, Family, and Medical Freedom Weekend, April 6th through the 7th. And great lineup of speakers. You obviously asking for donations, tickets, sponsors. But most importantly, if you just want to support the campaign, there's donate buttons for that as well.
Yes, and Stand Up Michigan is co-hosting it. We do have a lot of sponsors coming forth. I think truly, Randy, the material that we're going to cover, I think every candidate should consider being there, because we will talk about the World Health Organization, what's happening there. We will be talking about some of those events that absolutely are going to be key that we need to be informed about.
Well, one thing I think is pretty interesting is, out of all the candidates running, none of them have your medical background and your experience in dealing hands-on with the China virus, the vaccines, the boosters, all of that. And obviously, these doctors would not be coming of their own fruition to come and support you to attend a fundraiser for your event unless they totally supported your campaign as well.
Trucker, that is so right. And they have, you know, from the early get-go, Dr. McCullough had supported me when I was running for the congressional campaign. I met him with Maya Hahn with Michigan Vaccine Choice. As a matter of fact, MVC gave me the Patriot Award 2 years ago. But I've been involved with those doctors, and they understand. I'm on a thread with those doctors, and we do a Zoom meeting every single Tuesday night, and we're kept apprised of what's going on. One of the other speakers that I'm very excited about is Father Pavone, because not only is Father Frank Pavone, he was a priest that was stripped of his credentials during COVID because he was too far right and also stood up during COVID. So COVID brought us together, but what's happening in the government right now is what's keeping us together, because we're realizing we've got to form an army and push back on the lies, the rhetoric. You know, Fauci kept saying during COVID, follow the science, and all of us agree nobody was. So you've got a first-line group of doctors that understand this, Harvard-trained, brilliant men, boarded in several areas, brilliant women that are just fantastic, and yes, stood up, and we are all standing together and saying, we've got to inform the public, and we've got to make certain that this never again happens to our country, and that the World Health Organization does not have sovereignty over our medical system, nor as many other systems as the World Health Organization is trying to grab hold of.
Well, one of the things that I was researching and looking at different studies regarding the World Health Organization, and these countries are on their own, Sherry. They are volunteering to join this quote-unquote treaty. And being a student of the Constitution, senators in the United States, which is what you're running for, these treaties have got to be approved with a majority vote in the U.S. Senate. And I cannot believe people don't understand the importance of this race on that point. Because if you're the one that ends up being elected to go to Washington, I already know darn well you're not going to vote to certify that treaty. But yet, even other Republicans, and definitely Elisa Slotkin, the Democrat, would. That's how critically important this issue is to this campaign, to this seat.
Randy, you're right, and a lot of people don't realize that that's the power of the Senate, and that's why we need someone that has that medical experience to stand up and say, no, these treaties are not in the best interest of our country, are unconstitutional, and should not happen. But what's happening is you've got people that don't know what they're talking about going in and supporting what they think makes sense. They're not informed, and I'm questioning whether or not some of our senators know their Constitution.
Right, whether or not they would be asked to actually approve a treaty that Biden would enter into. One other question just came in. Mask mandates, you know, they're talking about it at their place of employment. And he's like, wait a minute, we're past the flu season. We're already heading, you know, a couple of weeks from now, Tigers are going to be playing baseball. What the heck is going on? Have you heard anything at all about these employers going back to these mask mandates?
I have heard of it propping up across a little bit here and there, but the mask mandates are ridiculous. They didn't do anything during COVID. The only mask that was going to do anything would be a N95, only if they were properly fit, and even then were not safe against it, but at least cut down on some of it. Trucker, the masks never served anything. The surgical masks, and then we went vogue and we had cosmopolitan masks that were the latest fashion statement. The masks don't mean anything businesses ought not to be doing that. Employers ought not to be doing that. They ought to understand that not only is it not safe and helpful and effective, it's actually injurious in some ways.
Absolutely. Breathing your own CO2. You know, it was amazing. When we were down in Florida, nobody was wearing masks anywhere down there in Florida. And it was like, man, major difference between policies between two states.
Well, Randy, it even cuts down on our immune response. We develop herd immunity when we're around each other. And to hide behind a mask that you're only breathing your own germs, they are dirty to begin with, they're not changed frequently enough, is craziness and makes no sense whatsoever. And we just simply need to be stopping it. But people, because they didn't know, followed and believed what they were told.
It's completely, I always refer to the term fear, false evidence appearing real. And it's, you know, it's just a way to control people and instill fear in people. And I'm sorry, I just refuse to live that way. I'm not going to live my life in fear.
And so we shouldn't. You know, the word tells us so many times, fear not, fear not, fear not. There's a good reason that it does, because fear in itself, Randy, decreases our immune system. Do you know the emotion of fear decreases our immune system?
Absolutely, it does. Put stressors on you that you don't need. Well, I want to talk about the campaign. I know you've been busy. One of the things that people need to know, the signatures are being turned in, but after Monday, when you do turn them in, if anybody has signatures out there that they've been collecting for you, go ahead and mail them in, because they can always be added later, correct?
That Trucker, I'd like to take the signatures anyway, especially this weekend. If you want to pass them in, please do. But okay. I'm not certain once we do the turn-in.
There's any additional turn-ins.
Whoops, we lost your mic. Where did your mic go? Now I got you way far off in the distance.
There you go. Sorry about that.
There you go. There you're back. Okay, so you're not sure about being able to add to once you turn them in on Monday.
I don't think you can, Trucker. But we're going in so strong and ahead north of the number. But that doesn't mean if people have them, get them in today.
Yeah, put them in the mail today. Friday would be perfect. Might get them there Monday before you take off for Lansing. So very good. Again, the website, DocSherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, 2024.com. You can see the upcoming event for the fundraiser April 6th and 7th. Donate, do whatever you can, because she is officially, as of Monday, 2 o'clock, going to be on the ballot. So let's see if we can get some news coverage on that, Ms. Sherry.
And, Trucker, I invite anybody to come down. It has been a volunteer effort. I'm inviting Let's Party down on the steps before we go into the Secretary of State, and let's crank it. They've done a great job at helping me collect them. Say, y'all, come on down. Y'all are invited.
All right, Sherry. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thanks, Trucker.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Too many broken hearts are falling in the river. Too many lonely souls have drifted out to sea.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Apologize for coughing into the mic. I thought I had the mute button muted, but I didn't, so I apologize. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you want to get information about the upcoming classes, if you'd like to get cards, just let me know. So, yeah, Michael over in Otsego County filed for a county commissioner. Welcome back. Sounds like you had a great vacation. It was great. We got charged up. I will be giving you a call later. We got a couple things to talk about. But if you're interested in following Michael's lead and following Robert Crook's lead in Presque Isle County, following Vicki's lead in going over today, meeting with the clerk of Antrim County right now, Cheryl Guy, she's picking up her candidate package to run to be clerk here in Antrim County. Give me a call, especially if you live in Akiak Township there in Presque Isle County, if you live in Sheboygan County, if you live in Mackinac County. We need people to step up and run for county commissioner. It's not going to do us any good to just sit and complain. You need to get up out of the stands of the football game, walk down the steps, walk out onto the field, go up to the equipment manager and say, sign me up. Give me a uniform. I'm going to help. Because we cannot hold these politicians accountable, folks, unless we get elected. We got to do it ourselves. We cannot live our lives, running our businesses, working our jobs, taking care of the family without sacrificing a few hours of your time each month to do something. School board, county commissioner, whatever. Now, Vicki is willing to tackle a huge problem that we have here in Antrim County is our qualified voter files. The system is corrupt. It's got to be absolutely replaced. So she's running on restoring election integrity in Antrim County. She's going to delete the qualified voter files and re-register every adult in our county, citizen, naturalized citizen. They're going to re-register in 25 to be able to vote in the 26th governor's race. I'm sure Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, will sue her. I'm sure she'll make headlines. But she said, Randy, we got to fix Antrim County. the election system process is completely screwed up, and I'm fed up making headlines all the time in Antrim County. And Cheryl Guy's retiring. She doesn't have the energy or the guts to delete the qualified voter file with dead people and people who no longer even live in our county still on the qualified voter files. It's got to stop. And so she's made that decision, and I thank her for doing that. I'm willing to help her. Going to be our campaign manager, going to knock on doors before the August 6th primary. We're going to visit absentee voters getting their absentee ballots as they go out from the clerks. And we will absolutely, hopefully, prevail, get her elected, and then help her, support her in making headlines. Because it's something we have to do. And I have very simple question for you. If Vicky can do it, why can't you? It's that simple. She owns a radio station. She's got lots of responsibilities. 4 children, 11 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren. She's retired. She'd much rather be doing her scrapbooking and all the other things that she does, taking pictures of the kids and putting them into the cute little scrapbooking pages that she creates. But she's stepping up. She's running. And that's why you need to do the same. We're not asking you to do something that we're not willing to do ourselves. And the only reason I'm not running this year is because I have so many events in trying to grow the county parties to help them raise money for their candidates. I just cannot focus on a campaign for myself. The best I can do is help manage her and get her out there knocking doors and talking to the folks. And if you know anybody that lives in Antrim County, give them a phone call. Ask them to support Vicky's campaign for county clerk, because she's going to be a clerk for the entire state. She's going to lead by example, and hopefully other clerks will join her in her mission. I'm going to be talking with Darren Darga over in Presque Isle County. He's running as a Republican to replace the current clerk. And maybe, just maybe, he'll join Vicky in her efforts. Because it's got to change. Things have got to change. We cannot continue doing our elections the way we're doing them and expect different results. So, anyway, that's it for today's show. That's it for this week. Greatly appreciate you guys. Again, go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcast. Listen on demand anytime you want. Tell your friends, your family, your coworkers about it. We need to get this information out to as many people as possible. And we greatly appreciate if you do that for us. Again, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcast. And tell people they can listen on demand anytime they would like. Well, that's it for this week's show. That's it. We're done. You guys have a safe weekend. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music of 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug